We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Dave Leventhal is joining us. It was just a week ago. Dave was in studio. He's editor at large with the Center for Public Integrity in Washington. I hope your Thanksgiving Buffalo weekend went well.
It went about as well as a Thanksgiving weekend in Buffalo could possibly go, and that's a very high bar for my family, at least. I think I'm still recovering. If you were interviewing my liver, different story than me, myself, but no, we had an absolutely great time.
Hey, glad to hear that. So it's back to down to business here in Washington, and today a significant day in the impeachment inquiry.
Yeah, it very much is. So we're entering a new phase right now. All the action, of course, for the past several weeks has been in the Intelligence Committee, and now it's moving to the Judiciary Committee, where we're going to hear a very different tone and tenor, I would expect, from what we heard before. In part, this is the phase where we're going to really get a sense of what the articles of impeachment are going to be, which is still even an open debate within the Democratic caucus at this point. Is it going to be two articles, three, four, five? And is it going to just narrowly focus on the situation with Donald Trump in Ukraine? Or is it even going to wrap in other things, other factors that Democrats have long been pillorying Donald Trump for, including elements of the Mueller investigation and his business dealings? So right now, you have a lot of Democrats, particularly those who are a little bit more on the moderate side, who want to keep this very narrow, Susan. And then you have some liberals who are very far liberals who definitely want to make this as big and bad as they possibly can make it and want more articles of impeachment going forward as opposed to fewer.
And Dave, there will be new witnesses on the stand tomorrow. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. And there will be new witnesses. We're going to hear from a new cast of characters, if you will. And at first, you're going to have some constitutional scholars, people who are going to more or less be explaining the history around impeachment, about the process itself. You must remember that this is a very, very rare process to be engaged in. It's only the fourth time that we've even talked in earnest about impeachment in the country's history. Only three times has the president actually been impeached. Richard Nixon almost was, but resigned before that process went through. So for most of us, all of us, in fact, in the nation, we only have two situations where impeachment was even a thing. One was when Bill Clinton was president in his second term, and the current situation with President Trump. So as a result, that might be a good thing for everyone to tune into, just to remember why we're even here in the first place and what impeachment is and why the Founding Fathers put this process in place to remedy what they would consider a president doing the wrong thing if it ultimately was decided that he was.
Now, we know four witnesses tomorrow. Do we know anything beyond tomorrow?
We don't have a clear sense at this point as to who specifically is going to be called in full. And it's an open situation on the Republican side, too, as to whether there are going to be subpoenas issued on the Republican side to have witnesses testify that the minority, of course, the Republicans are in the minority in the House, to have testified before this committee. So we don't have a full slate exactly right now as to who specifically is going to testify, although that will likely become clear this week.
Dave, we always appreciate it, and we'll be following this closely. Dave Leventhal joining us live from Washington, editor-at-large with the Center for Public Integrity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.